Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to this Thursday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got my guest co-host with me today, Tom Paulswitz, in our new drive time schedule starting next week.
Yeah.
Tom's going to be with me on Mondays, everybody.
I'm really
looking forward to that, Tom, because you and I can help like process what has occurred because... You know, politicians, right. They like to cram all the bad news in between Friday at about 4 o'clock, 4 or 5 yes. o'clock, and right. Monday at about 8. So we can process all the weekend's news, regain our focus for the coming week. So, folks, you're going to just a day's break without Tom, and then Tom will be back with me on Monday.
And I'll be right back.
Yes.
Yep, exactly.
So happy to have you with me this afternoon. I just wanted to point this out, as, and then we're going to move on to the mess that is Pete Hegseth. The last pope born outside of Europe before Pope Francis, you know how long ago this was?
500 years, I'm just guessing.
It's more than that. It was Syrian-born Pope Gregory III, who died in 741.
Yes.
Holy... cow. Now, Pope Francis was about as European as a native-born Argentinian could be. His people were from Italy. They left during the rise of fascism. So one of the reasons migrants were so important to Francis is his family were migrants. They fled Italy during the rise of fascism. But let's turn the page now and talk about Pete Hegseth. I mean, the hits just keep on coming when it comes to Mr. Hegseth, just in the last 2 days. So you got Signalgate 1.
Yep.
Signalgate 2, worse than Signalgate 1, because Signalgate 2 was, he sent it to the literal timing of the air raids on the Houthis in Yemen. Like, when are we sending our pilots into harm's way? He was sending messages and sharing that information with his wife, who's a Fox contributor. She has no business knowing, doesn't have any security clearance. His lawyer, who magically got a job at the DOD. Like, isn't that weird? That's a whole nother question that needs to get answered. But he didn't have security clearances for that, nor did his brother. And it was on a personal phone.
Right.
And it's being reported that... These folks in the national security apparatus at this level basically have three terminals, three computers on their desk with different security levels. And the two with the highest security levels are used for different things. He literally would have had to have taken pictures of the war plans.
Yes.
Or basically like dictated them directly into his phone. The only possible reason for doing that, of course, is I'm bragging. This was the first big military action under Secretary Hegseth, which just sounds weird coming out of my mouth.
Well, who knew he would look at things as a reporter would versus somebody who's actually running the department?
I'm not even going to call him a reporter. A hack commentator on Fox News.
I was trying to be kind. You know, but the other thing is I think he installed Signalgate in one of his computers because they don't allow cell phones there. He's like, oh, that's a really inconvenient thing.
I'll just put it on the laptop.
I'll just go around that because there's probably no rational reason why you can't have it on here.
So
except to brag.
And like Iran, China, Russia all can hack the Signal app. This is reporting today by the Washington Post. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth directed the installation of Signal, a commercially available messaging app, on a desktop computer in his Pentagon office.
Which everybody does, right? Yep.
Zero people do. I did not have any top secret information. I did not have any messaging apps on my Milwaukee County desktop computer. And staffers in the weeks leading up to the air raids on the Houthis told him, don't use Signal. Not don't use messaging apps. No, don't use specifically Signal. Did so anyways. And here's what this tells you all you need to know about Pete Hegseth. This bit of reporting from CBS News today. Hegseth orders makeup studio installed at the Pentagon. The price tag for the project was several thousand dollars, according to two sources, at a time when apparently Doge is looking for, you know, wasteful spending. That's insane. But a Defense Department spokesman pointed out that Pete's been doing his own makeup for TV interviews. So nothing to see here. What? They also said, this is hilarious, quote, for this upgrade, we were deliberately conservative and opted for several less expensive on-hand materiel solutions.
Instead of going, maybe we
don't do this. Buy a ring light like everybody else does, and a standing mirror, and slap on the old pancake that way, Pete. I mean, for real.
And frankly, if you're doing your job right, you're not on TV that much because you're doing what you're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. And I don't want to play it because it's a minute and 50 seconds, and for 3 days I've had Cal on the board get the Hegseth from the Rose Garden meltdown clip, and then I don't play it and use it, and I'm not going to torture everybody. But if you haven't listened to it, it's concerning. It sounds like an unhinged man.
Yeah. And obviously the pressure is too much. And, you know, but you look at it and go, this is about something other than competence and something other than national security, right? Whatever the reason is, he's sitting in that seat right now has nothing to do with the safety of our country or our ability to, if we need to, react to some thing around the world, you know. And so far, knock on wood, it's only been, close to 100 days. But still, it's very concerning. It should be to everybody else.
And this is, if there was a spot where I thought one of the appointees would start, where the apparatus, the department that appointee is leading was going to crack, and it was going to result in someone losing a post, my bet was on DHHS, RFK, or Pete Hegseth in the Defense Department, because people that have spent their entire lives serving our country and abiding their oath to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to honor and uphold our Constitution, aren't going to take kindly to this kind of dip guanery happening at the highest levels of the DOD. And, you know, these people that recently got fired and accused of leaking, which they are absolutely denying, one going on Tucker Carlson saying, listen, my phone wasn't even searched. Here's the thing. They were all Pete Hegseth loyalists.
Yes.
And it's the trickle down theory of Donald Trump, right? Which is, you become entirely disposable when the heat gets turned up too high on me. So anybody that aligns yourselves with any of these people, your head's on the chopping block. They're not going to allow themselves to go down. They need a patsy. No. They'll blame you.
Right. And he's even too incompetent for MAGAs, which is saying a lot, right?
Right. When the fellow MAGAs are like, oh, man, this guy's an idiot. You know it's for real.
Right. When somehow you're ranked lower than Howard Lutnick, then, you know, you've got or Peter Navarro, then you've got some serious issues that are happening.
I know we've got both Peter Navarro, the guy that is Mr. Tariff alongside the Donald Trump, and we've got Peter Hegseth. I'm just going to say this, the Peter principle.
Yes.
Maybe these two guys get their photos next to that entry on Wikipedia as exemplars of the Peter Principle in action. And this,
I like the fact that they're modeling meritocracy, right? that somehow that we're putting the best and brightest, the people who deserve to be in these positions, and this is the model that they're expecting the rest of the country to follow instead of looking for diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, DEI for them is disinformers, incompetence, and I forget I had another one for the E. But I mean, this is what we got. And the New York Times today also, under Hegseth, this is the headline, under Hegseth, chaos prevails at the Pentagon. Right. The defense secretary's inner circle is in disarray and distrust is growing among civil servants and senior military officials. You don't think. Here's the over-under to everybody. How long before Pete's gone, or does Trump double down?
He already doubled down. So I think, you know,
but
probably
this
another.
This is Trump, though, right? It's like right. tomato. One day I'm with him. The next day he's gone.
They're probably looking for a replacement, but I don't know how you backtrack and then get somebody competent after you've said that you're not looking for competence. You're looking for a TV face, you know, but here's the thing that I look at is if there's ever an area that doesn't want drama in the day to day, it's the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
And you've got Pete Hegseth. He brings drama on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the other areas can absorb that, but the military doesn't put up with that crap. It's like, no, we're not doing that. So I think that's the challenge. And how long that drama can go on and not impact other, you know, other areas of our country is going to be really interesting to see.
Well, and there's no question that those in the know that it is negatively impacting our military readiness, you know, our security in ways that we can't see, that isn't available to the public. This is what I keep saying to people when they're, oh, well, okay, you sent these texts, but the strikes were successful. I'm like, it's not about the individual messages. It's about the fact that this guy doesn't observe the most basic, you know, you work in the national security apparatus. Here's your first day of class, 101. Can't follow the most easily followable basic instructions, which means, of course, he can't do any of the actual hard stuff if he can't get that right. And if you're willing to gamble American lives and put soldiers in harm's way in unnecessarily, you can't be trusted to do anything else.
Right. And I think it's obvious he doesn't know what his job is.
No. And even if he did, does not have the internal fortitude, truth-telling, leadership abilities to do the job, even if he did know what it is, which he doesn't.
Leadership.
Correct. Yep. Cindy from Appleton, anything. Say hello to Tom P. What would you like to share this afternoon?
Hi, Tom. Well, DEI, disgustingly exhausting incompetence.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep.
And are any of his, you made a comment about Pete Hegseth not being very competent. Well, are any of his cabinet picks competent? I don't think there's a one of them that I can figure out. So just wanted to throw that in there.
What was it again, Cindy? Disgustingly.
Exhausting incompetence.
Exhausting. I'm taking a
disgustingly
note.
Disgustingly exhausting incompetence. I like that.
I love it. Thanks so much, Cindy. You want to get in on this conversation, this discussion, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. And here's what roils me in a different way, is that the only seated elected Republican to say this guy's got to go is Don Bacon, who is a retired Air Force general, guy from Nebraska, and this guy's a menace. There's one Republican sitting in Congress that can say this is unacceptable. Can you imagine if this was President Obama, President Harris, President Biden? They'd be losing their damn fool minds.
The bar is low right now. The bar is low.
The bar is low. Continuing on the national security discussion, we're going to discuss the non-negotiation that Donald Trump is trying to muster between Ukraine and Russia. Sad, sad, very sad. We discuss when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.